let's talk a little bit more about tax cuts and possibly Washington-style standoffs. The Senate is expected to vote and pass an extension on tax cuts today, and then the bill will move to the House. And it's expected to be met there with some very angry Democrats, Democrats who are aiming to kill it. This is Congressman Anthony Weiner.
I think the entire House of Representatives on the Democratic side has said we're not going for this deal.
Not quite true. That's because Henry Cuellar, United States Congressman representing the 28th District of Texas, is planning to vote in favor of it. Is that a correct, Congressman?
That is correct.
So explain to me how this is shaking down for you there in the House. The Democrats are trying to hold a united front in opposition to this. You say you're supporting the deal. Why?
Well, just simply because I think the question is, do we want to see taxes go up on 150 million Americans on January 1st? Or, you know, do we want to see 2 million people lose their unemployment insurance? And, you know, we all understand that whatever we do now will have an impact on the economy. Our economy, you know, our recovery has been fragile, but it's moving up. Slowly, but it's moving up. And I think we need to take all steps to make sure the recovery takes hold.
Well, you know, I want you to take a listen to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was speaking on Meet the Press yesterday, and he had some advice on how President Obama should sell this deal to his own party.
He says, look, this is what I did. This is the best I can do. Suck it up and let's get on together. We have a lot of other things that we can do together. This is not the only tough vote. This is not the only issue.
That's Michael Bloomberg on Meet the Press. Do you think that the president is not doing a good job of selling this deal?
Well, I mean, I think the president's trying, but this is an emotional issue because for many years, as you know, I mean, when the president ran, you know, he kept saying we're not going to give the upper income folks tax cuts. We're not going to let them do that. And so there's some people that still feel that way. And I think the mayor was correct. He was absolutely correct. I mean, this is a tough vote. But let me tell you, there are so many difficult other items we have to address. This is a compromise, or as Boehner says, this is finding common ground. And whatever we need to do is we need to get this agreement, find this common ground, find this compromise, and let's move forward and address other issues that are affecting us.
But, I mean, to go back to something you said there just a moment ago, these tax cuts are something that President Obama and many Democrats pointed to as helping to fuel the financial collapse. Over and over, we heard during a number of campaign speeches, tax cuts for the wealthy helped contribute to the recession. And now the Democrats are going to have to vote for these if the bill is going to pass.
Well, I didn't run on that platform, so I'm not in that particular situation, but I know that the president is. But if the president is willing to compromise, find common ground, then therefore this is the best we could do. I mean, you know, one of the things about the legislative, you know, and I was in the state legislature with Texas when President Bush was the governor, and we went to almost something similar like this, and we had a huge tax cut back in 97, 99. We went through that, but we said, look, we got issues we got to address. Let's do the best we can. Not everybody was happy, but overall, we thought this was the best deal that we could work out. And then we got to just move on. I mean, the question is, do we want taxes to go up 150 million people on January 1st? I think the answer is no. Not the way I think if you would allow every member to, you know, write the bill that they wanted to, you would find hundreds of different versions on how this bill should be written. But this is the way it was written. I think overall, it addresses the issues we want to. It's not the bill we wanted, but I think it would be the one that would have a good impact on our economy.
Well, I mean, it was written. I mean, it didn't come down from Mount Sinai or anything. I mean, it was written by lawmakers. You mentioned John Boehner a moment ago, Henry Cuellar. You're a Democratic congressman. Have you had one-on-one discussions with the future Speaker of the House, John Boehner from Ohio?
No, I haven't. Not on this issue, anyway. But look, I would say this. You know, the Democrats have been using, or the president has been using, compromise. Apparently, Boehner, I was watching him on 60 Minutes last night, and he doesn't like the word compromise because he feels that some of the freshmen coming in feel that that's caving in. So he uses finding common ground. So this is what I'm saying. I don't care if it's a compromise or finding common ground. you know, we got something that overall we can agree on, the majority can agree on, and let's move forward on addressing other issues.
Well, you know, I want to ask you about the actual supposed united front of House Democrats. I mean, the history of the legislature is that it's relatively common for people to cross over all the time on different votes. It's the hyper partisanship that's a little bit different. I'm wondering if you're facing any backlash, if people are coming up to you and speaking to you from your party about your plans to vote for this tax cut deal.
Not at all.
You haven't heard a word?
Well, I was at the caucus meeting when this non-binding resolution was taken. And let me tell you, there are some folks, and I respect their position. They feel very strongly about you know, what we ought to do on this taxes. I respect them, and I assume that they will respect my position. But I've been pretty open in the in the long time that this is my position, and I'm sure that they will respect my position. I've taken this position. This has been my philosophical, my philosophy has just been, try to keep the taxes as low as possible. So I've been open on this. Nobody has come up to me and say, you need to change your mind on this. You know, at the end of the day, we vote our district. We vote what's best in the country. And I think this is what we want to do, is make sure taxes don't go up on 150 million Americans on January the 1st.
All right. Henry Cuellar, congressman from Texas. Let me ask you about two other things and get your prediction on whether they'll pass the House, the legislature during the lame duck session. Also, DREAM Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. Do you think either of those will make it out of Congress?
I don't know. We did pass the DREAM Act, from the House.
We're
ready
to
see what the Senate. Exactly. And bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think we're going to be able to pass a tax deal.
And that's it. Okay, Henry Cuellar, United States Congressman, a Democrat who represents the 28th District of Texas, breaking with his party a little bit in the House. He plans to vote for the tax cut deal that the White House reached with Republicans. Thanks so much for joining us, Congressman.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.